Country Club FM.
Come one, come all, hear ye, the bell calls people to the town, to the church, to school. The old bell, she's a ringing.
I like it.
And that means it is time for the almanac. I just got an email. This email tells me that it's tote bag season. Neil, did you know that it was tote bag season?
I did not. I know it's allergy season.
A lot of different seasons, yeah. But it's also tote bag. Maybe you can put your head inside a tote bag, and that would prevent you from being so allergic.
I'll just carry all my eye drops.
Protect you from all that pollen.
Oh, trees are budding out. My eyes just itch.
Well, everything's trying to catch up.
Yeah.
Everything is trying to catch up to spring where it is.
You know it.
Including us here on the Almanac Friday. It's the May 4th thing, Star Wars. 124th day of the year, 240. Oh, it's an anagram today. 124241.
Oh, very
how about
nice.
That? With 124 in, 241 left. 1626, all the way back to the 17th century, Europeans landed on Manhattan Island for the first time.
Really?
Guy from Holland, Dutch explorer Peter Minuit. Landed on Manhattan Island. Native Americans would later sell the island to the Dutch for $24.
Oh, my God!
The whole island.
20,000
acres. 24 bucks. I guess that's a lot of money in 1626 dollars.
You can't get a hot dog and a soda for that now.
Certainly not in Manhattan.
No.
One of those street side vendors.
Right.
Cloth and buttons, but it wasn't cash. It was in cloth and buttons.
So they got a pretty bangles, good deal. And beads.
I think they took advantage of the Native Americans.
They may have there.
We still owe them. 1715, French manufacturer debuted the first ever folding umbrella. Before, you had to fold it like a map. You had to fold it yourself.
Good luck.
Just think how hard it is to fold a map. You can't fold an umbrella.
No, I can't.
By the time you fold it up, it'd be raining again.
Yeah. Leave it open or go buy a new one every time you need it.
1715, 1776, Rhode Island. They said, you know what? We're going to declare our freedom from England before everybody else. So they declared their freedom from England before all the other colonies this day. They kind of set the stage, if you will.
Had to be first.
1776. They were the first state, too. Were they not, or was it Delaware? Who was the first state?
Rhode Island is
in my brain. Yeah. It's in my head, just kind of like Penny Lane.
I think so.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. I think Rhode Island was. 1865, President Abe Lincoln laid to rest outside Springfield, Illinois, several days. I mean, that's several weeks after,
ED
died
on
the
15th.
On the
14th, 15th.
The 15th.
Yeah.
I think he was shot on the 14th, died on the 15th.
Yeah, morning of the 15th.
I always remember that because that's tax day.
Right.
Remember that Abe Lincoln died on tax day.
And it would have been over the weekend. That's why we didn't have it on the almanac. Really.
And one of the reasons that it probably, there was so much time in between that, the funeral, and then his being laid to rest is because they had to transport the body to Springfield, Illinois.
Correct. His hometown.
And the home of Megan from Weather I Weather.
Yes. Land of Lincoln, she hails from.
In 32.
Talk about excitement at the county jail. It's finally come to pass, and here's the proof. Mr. Alphonse Capone, alias Mr. Al Brown, alias the Big Shot, has met the enemy, and he is there. On his way to the Dearborn Street station with an escort to do credit to a sultan.
Al Capone jailed on this date. He went to jail.
Died there.
He died there. Is that where he got, was it the clap or gonorrhea or syphilis? One of those.
Yes.
Can you get that from a toilet seat?
I have no, probably. I don't know.
Al Capone jailed, of course, not for any of the bad, real bad things he did, like murder and
taking a baseball bat to a guy.
And all that other stuff that he used to do.
Tax evasion.
1932 tax evasion got Al Capone. So it just teaches you, pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your taxes. 1963, this day, pitcher Bob Shaw pitched for the Milwaukee Braves.
Yes.
He set the major league record, which still stands today, with 5 balks in a game. I think they would have taken him out after maybe the third one.
There was a technical flaw somewhere.
In his motion.
Yes.
He had a technical in his motion. He wasn't coming to a full stop, or he wasn't stepping towards home base, or all those things that can make up a balk. But 5 of them in the same game against the Cubs.
I didn't know where you were going. I thought I knew most baseball stats, but I didn't know where you were going with that one. That's pretty good.
And now,
The continuing story of Another World.
Another World debuted on this date. That continuing story lasted well into the 90s, I believe.
Didn't Another Gary World. Morris do the theme for that?
And Gary, Crystal and Gale.
Crystal Gale, yeah.
Later on, yeah, like in the 80s. That was the original open and theme.
I love it.
For Another World. 1968 this day. Tell me if you can guess whose voice this is.
Mm-hmm. It took the full 7 games. And though the outcome had been in doubt several times, the Pipers finally proved what they had known all along. That they were indeed the best in the ABA.
It was the first ever American Basketball Association championship with George Mikan as the first ever commissioner. Ooh. As the Pittsburgh Pipers, soon to be the Minnesota Pipers,
right,
beat the New Orleans Buccaneers 4-3. That voice was?
I know who it is, too.
The Twins have won 98 games. Number 99 means that's Ray Scott.
Oh, Ray, yes.
That was Ray Scott.
Nice.
Who did a lot of work in this market, but did some national stuff.
His brother Hal was a...
He was on Channel 4.
Sure, many years.
He was a sports anchor, though, but he wasn't ever play-by-play that I can remember. He was more of an anchor.
I had the pleasure of getting to know Ray through my good friend Paul Johnson. Ray was a great guy.
1970 this date.
4 persons, including 2 women, were shot and killed on Kent State University's campus today during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students. The university was ordered closed as disorders continued for more than 2 hours.
Anti-Vietnam War demonstrations. Yeah. Things got ugly there.
I remember that in Ohio. I was only 11, but I just remember that being... I remember watching it on the news, and I didn't understand it, you know, of course, but it was terrible.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Sometimes Young.
Yeah.
They had a song, of course, about it, Four Dead in Ohio. Did. That was 1970. 1973, do you remember the movie Steam Bath? It was on PBS. It was a play. They turned into a movie. First ever TV network female nudity.
Yes.
On PBS, of all places, PBS. Of course, it was artistic, though, so PBS could get away with it.
I guess.
And it was Valerie Perrine. Huh. Good choice.
Yeah.
She was shown on TV topless.
I'll be done.
On this date.
I don't remember watching that, unfortunately.
1973. You know who was in that? Bill Bixby.
Oh.
And good thing he wasn't the one.
Right.
In 73. In 75, here we're going to remember the one and only Mo Howard.
Wait a minute. I got a brainstorm. Anything in his brain is a storm.
He was the smart one.
Right.
Which that isn't saying much.
And he had the finest haircut.
Yes, he did have the Mo haircut. Mo Howard.
The bowl cut.
He died on this date, 1975. He lived a good life, 77. Of course, his brother Curly had died maybe some 20 years before that, right?
Larry must have outlived him. Oh, Larry wasn't a brother, though.
No, I'm saying Curly.
Yeah, Curly. Curly.
Curly died much earlier.
It was Larry Fine, wasn't that his last name?
Yeah. Did I say Curly or did I say Larry?
No, you said Curly, but then here it says that was his.
We need to move on. 1981 this date, Yankee Ron Davis. He was a Yankee before he was a Twin, and he struck out 8 consecutive and eventually ran the record of 13 strikeouts in 14 batters, and also saved a 4-2 win for the Yankees.
Huh.
Ron Davis, who was a setup man.
Right.
He was a setup man. He was an all-star as a setup man. We traded Roy Smalley for him in early 1982, and of course he became known for his blown saves for the Twins. The big guy with glasses, Ron Davis.
He blew a number of them.
14 of them in 1984. Now, just think of this. The Twins finished 3 games behind Kansas City in that 84 season. I remember it well. We had pennant fever.
Yes.
We had pennant fever, Neil, in 1984. But if he would have just not blown as many saves, if he, let's say, only blown 9.
14 was the number that year?
I think that's some kind of a record.
That's got to be a record.
So if he would have only blown 9, which is still a lot of blown saves, Twins would have won the pennant in 84.
Wow.
Story would have been different. They would have played Detroit again.
14. Yes. Detroit, that was the year they started like 35-3 or something.
Yeah. Something they went on to beat the Padres. So that's some Ron Davis history for you, which, of course, the performance of Fernando Rodney this year has been hearkening back to the days of Ron Davis.
RD, as we
speaking of the 84 season, the A's were in town on this date in 84, and this happened.
In a major league pop-up in the infield, Viola says, where is it? Now Jimenez is there, and let's see, anybody see that ball? It stayed up in the air. I don't believe it. That ball stayed up in the air.
Dave Kingman on this date hit a pop fly at the Metrodome, and it never came down.
What went up did not come down.
Exactly. It went through a little drainage hole up there. John Castino and Houston Jimenez at shortstop. I can still see the picture of Houston Jimenez like covering his head like Chicken Little, like the sky's falling, because he didn't know where it would come down and hit his head.
Right.
And Mickey Hatcher, being the clown that he is, they went up and got it, and they tried to drop it, and he was going to catch it, and he missed it.
Oh, well, good
effort. Like the next day. Right. The next day, a utility guy went up there, a maintenance guy went up there, and he fished it out of there, and they dropped it, and Mick was going to catch it, because he's out, because they gave him a ground rule double.
Right.
The Twins still ended up winning the game against the A's. Dave Kingman.
Kong.
Back in 1984. 2009, remembering Dom DeLuise.
His constant goal, make people laugh.
I dreamt that I ate a 50-pound marshmallow. I was very, very upset, and when I woke up, my pillow was gone.
Always a smile as we remember Dom DeLuise, dead today at 75.
He was Captain Chaos.
He was.
And at the end of Blazing Saddles, is there anybody better?
No, that's pretty good.
Dom DeLuise was 75. And this 8 years ago, this was happening in Nashville.
Oh, my goodness. I have never seen it like this. This is unbelievable.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley has been under its lights hundreds of times.
The lights up there have a film of mud on them. And you've got this entire stage, which had water on it.
Nashville was dealing with flooding on this date. Rising floodwaters flooded the Grand Ole Opry House. Not the Ryman, but this is the Opry House out at Opryland. And evacuations and all this was going on. It was bad in Nashville. And the Grand Ole Opry took a major hit. Sure. The Opry House on this date, 2010. Birthdays now today. My favorite former Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, is still going strong. He is 90.
He's got to be up there, 90.
He's 90, 9-0. Catherine Jackson, the mother of the Jacksons, Tito, Jermaine, Michael, Janet, LaToya. She's 88 today.
That's so weird.
Here's some surf music. Makes you want to grab a board and hang 10, right, Neil?
It does.
You couldn't catch me anywhere close to a surfboard.
No.
After I watched Greg Brady go down with the tiki idol around his neck on the Brady Bunch out in Hawaii.
You want to know part of it.
I want to know part of surfing after that. So a Dick Dale, he was the father of surf guitar.
Yes.
Everybody started doing surf adventures, and everybody started doing that surf guitar sound like that. Dick Dale is 81. Dolly's baby sister.
And I want to hold you in my dreams tonight.
Certainly sounds like her.
Yes, she does.
Stella Parton
is
69. Sharing, you know, when you have as many kids as the Jacksons did, there's a good bet that you're going to share a birthday with your parents. Right.
It's almost the odds favor it.
Jackie Jackson, who was the oldest of the Jackson 5. He was the oldest brother. They had a sister that you don't remember much about, Rebby.
You hear about
Rebby every now and then. She was the oldest of all the entire clan. She was the oldest. And Jackie was the oldest brother in the Jackson 5. He was the one, you know, they were all cute, and then Jackie looked like he was the bouncer or the bodyguard for the group. He was older, and he was bigger, and he didn't fit when they were doing their little dances out on the stage. So Jackie Jackson, 67. Pia Zadora is 65. Happy birthday to Pia Zadora. Robert Ellis Oral, you remember this? Robert Ellis Oral, he's 63, did a lot of songwriting. Do you know the song Next to You, Next to Me?
I do.
Do you know
Shenandoah?
What's It to You by Clay Walker?
I do.
Those are just two of the hits
he's
that
good.
He wrote. And he had a partner, Wright, right?
Yeah, Orwell and Wright.
Yes. Not Orville Wright.
No, it's Oral. Oral.
Was it Curtis Wright. Or Craig? It started with a C, didn't it?
Curtis Wright.
Robert Ellis Oral is celebrating. He's in the 60s now. He is 63. Randy Travis is 59, still trying to make his way back.
Right,
after the stroke and the health issues. He's 59. Mary Elizabeth McDonough. Aaron from the Waltons.
Yeah. He may be a nice guy, but he just isn't my type. Mary Ellen, would you leave me some hair, please? Aaron, here, finish it yourself.
Oh, boy. Mary Ellen and Aaron not getting along.
No, squabbling there.
Members of the Waltons clan. Mary Elizabeth McDonough is 57. Anna Gasteyer, funny lady from SNL.
Thank you, everybody in the house. And welcome to my show. I am Celine Dion, and I am the best singer in the world.
Anna Gasteyer is 51. Will Arnett.
Relax, everybody. I'm here. Batman! What's up, babe?
Babe!
What?
Oh, sorry. Batman. This is Emmett. Emmett, this is my boyfriend, Batman.
I'm Batman.
He played the voice of Batman in the Lego movies. Will Arnett, Arrested Development, 30 Rock. He is 48. Erin Andrews, the sportscaster, is 40. She's the one where the guy was peeping through the wall at the hotel or something. It's awful. Erin Andrews. She's
cost
good.
Him some money.
She does a nice job dancing with the stars along with her stuff on ESPN and ABC. I think, or did she move over to Fox?
I think she did.
Yeah, you're right. She did. And she's 40. Lance Bass. Oh my God, the frosted tips. Just wear your hair naturally, guys. You'll be fine. But that's what the ladies wanted.
That's what, maybe.
Back in the 90s.
Now I know I'm single.
That's
boy band magic right there.
That's the song that Alabama also did.
Oh, yeah.
They did that song, as you recall.
Yeah.
Lance Bass is 39. He's one of the best golfers in the world. Rory McIlroy.
Uh-huh.
Rory. He's 29.
He's a major winner. Yep. On the Gone But Not Forgotten, Kenny, it's rather ironic that the matriarchs of both the Jackson 5 and the Osmond family are born on the same day. Olive Osmond has passed. She was born on this day, 1925.
Must be some alignment in the stars or something, some celestial event on this date on May 4th. It is May the 4th, by the way, that they would both be born on the same day.
5 years apart. Olive Osmond, 1925. Mrs. Jackson, 1930. And they both had nine children. Of course, Olive had eight boys and a daughter. How about this guy?
Good staccato. I bet you had a strong...
Maynard.
Bet you had a strong embouchure.
Yeah, I bet he did. That is Maynard Ferguson, and he is a great jazz trumpeter, and he was. And I saw him at the Prom Center with his band back when I was in like an eighth grade. It was phenomenal. 1928 for the great Maynard Ferguson. Remember Audrey Hepburn?
Snowflower is expected this weekend in New Orleans. Not just the weirdest? I bet they haven't had snow in New Orleans for a million years.
Sounds like the spring of 2018 there, Audrey.
It does. It does. She won Oscar for her work in the movie Roman Holiday. Maybe more people remember her from My Fair Lady, of course, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and many, many others. Academy Award-winning actress Audrey Hepburn, 1929. How about Nicholas Ashford? Oh, yeah.
Solid as a rock. That's what this love is.
That would not describe the lava that's running through the streets in Hawaii.
No, not solid yet.
Kilauea.
Music producer, singer, songwriter, Nicholas Ashford, along with his wife, Valerie, made up the duo Ashford and Simpson and did a nice job. He was born in this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
We've got one that slipped through the cracks.
Again?
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
He was assistant principal Vernon on Breakfast Club.
Oh,
don't mess
sure.
with the bull, you'll get the horns. Yeah. He's Paul Gleason.
Yes.
Born on this date, 1944.
He's also
gone, but not forgotten. And that's going to do it for the week of almanacs here on Bob FM. You know, he was also Beaks on Trading Places, the one who had all the information on the frozen orange juice futures.
Yes.
And he ended up, let's just say, he was in a cage with a gorilla.
Right. Some people